Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 27th of November. The US Federal Reserve's Beige Book of Economic Anecdote offered relatively few surprises in the headlines, which was basically about a stable outlook with some concerns being expressed. This report is bound to be tainted by political bias. It can hardly be avoided in the febrile partisan environment of the United States. Some of the comments need to be treated with caution, therefore. However, the price pressures from tariffs were being reported by manufacturers and by retailers. The manufacturers might be referring to the August tariffs. The retailers are almost certainly referencing the April tariffs. With lags in supply chains, those pressures are bound to be showing up around about now. There were also price pressures reported sporadically for things like insurance. That could be a second-round effect of tariffs. If the cost of getting car parts to repair a car is rising, the cost of insuring against having to repair a car is also likely to rise. Although, of course, car parts should not be a dominant part of insurance costs. The labour market's don't hire trend was also mentioned again. This has been the situation for much of this year and is of itself not especially surprising. Higher end consumers are still spending, and that fits with the credit card data coming out of the States, although middle income consumers are also firm on the credit card numbers. Overall, this was not a report to shake the foundations of financial markets. Barely even a tremor seems to have been felt. It does not offer a great deal of clarity on the timing of future policy moves from the US Federal Reserve either. Basically, there's something in the report for everyone across the increasingly divided Federal Reserve spectrum. It's probably best to assume that the Fed will indeed cut US interest rates a couple of times over the next 6 months or so, not with the aim of stimulating the economy, so much as acting as an insurance against the downside risks that one might expect to arise from the labour market. While the US is taking the day off to prepare for the annual Black Friday Festival of Consumer Excess, Europe is not doing very much. There's the release of the Euro area's M3 money supply, but this is not likely to stir the passions of investors. And European consumer and industrial confidence opinion poll data is likely to be ignored by the markets, very sensibly. Yesterday's UK government budget was not, in the end, especially sensational. Market reactions have been fairly bland, and even Bloomberg are struggling to find a convincing negative spin. The UK government is using less visible ways of increasing the tax burden for the median taxpayer. The median UK taxpayer currently has one of the lowest benefit-adjusted tax rates in the developed world. But, of course, raising taxes on the typical taxpayer is always a little bit awkward politically. Otherwise, the trends are what we are likely to get from other advanced industrialised economies in the coming years. Wealth remains in focus. In the UK's case, this was met with a property tax increase because property taxes are the one wealth tax that you can generally get away with politically. Social media makes inequality more visible, and the visibility on inequality, rather than the dynamic of inequality, means that other countries are likely to be under pressure to be seen to be doing something about it. Spin will triumph over substance in the Instagram era. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.